Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. He is scheduled to return June 2019. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. If you live in the Kansas City area, please join us in a live Sunday service from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Our services are currently being held at 1721 North 9th Street in Kansas City, Kansas, 66101. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, we thank you and praise you for this wonderful day in Jesus. We thank you for the word that's going to go forth with clarity, with simplicity, so that it can benefit each and every one of our listeners, and they can continue to grow from faith to faith. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's here to guide us, to encourage us, to teach us. Holy Spirit, think through my mind, speak through my lips, that I will say those things that will be a blessing to each and every one of our listeners. Father, as always, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, and the people of God say amen. All right, family. We are continuing with our teaching entitled, Redeemed in Jesus, What Does It Mean to be Redeemed? Last week, we completed Redemption Benefit Number 3 and began Redemption Benefit Number 4 under Part 3 of this teaching, which is Redemption Under the New Testament. As I have stated each week, this teaching on redemption consists of three parts, which includes Part 1, God's original intent for mankind, Part 2, Atonement under the Old Testament, and both of these parts were completed several weeks ago. Now we are covering Part 3, Redemption under the New Testament. Each part of this teaching is necessary to understand and appreciate Jesus' redemptive work and our better position in Him as sons of God. Therefore, if you have missed any of the weekly teachings, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear the previous episodes now archived under our radio broadcast page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome all of them. All right, today we will complete Redemption Benefit Number 4. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to read 17 through 21. I will be quoting from the New King James Bible unless otherwise stated. That's where we ended up last week. We were able to read that passage, but I did not have an opportunity to give you several of the verses that I wanted to not just highlight, but to give you additional scriptures in the Bible that will clarify those truths. So let's go back to it. It's a good passage, and it really summarizes what we've been talking about, and that is that we are redeemed. We've been set free by the blood of Jesus, and we have some awesome privileges, promises from the Lord as a result of that new covenant. So, redemption benefit number 4. We have been redeemed from the old sinful nature and have been reconciled back to the Heavenly Father as a new creation. We are no longer slaves to sin and the lust of the flesh, but in Jesus we have the power to put sin away and walk in Jesus' victory, spirit, soul, and body. As a result of accepting the gift of salvation, man's recreated spirit is once again united to God, and He is, of course, and is our Heavenly Father. So, again, under the Old Testament saints were servants of God. But as a result of what Jesus completed and our acceptance of the gift of salvation, we have been moved from servant to son. That is the new creation. So let's go to 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, they say, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, before we go to verse number 18, this new creation is in the spirit, not the flesh. So what happens is our spirit man is recreated. And as a result of that, the spirit man has to grow, get stronger, and put pressure on the soul and the flesh. All right, verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. All right, now before we move on to verse 19, the ministry of reconciliation is each Christian's obligation. We are to share with others the saving grace of Jesus Christ. In other words, salvation, the opportunity to receive Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. Verse 19, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. All right, now I do want to highlight something in verse 19 that deals with not imputing their trespasses. In other words, God did not require man to pay for their individual sins, but as a result of the work that Jesus completed, he paid the cost for every man, woman, and child, past, present, and future sins. That's the good news, family, that we're not going to be held accountable for that shabby lifestyle when we were in that sin nature. All right, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God was pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Now, we have seen this word reconciled almost in every verse in this passage. And reconciliation, as we all know, means that we are being restored to a position that we once had, and for whatever reason, it broke off. So we are coming back to what God's original intent was. Now, if you folks were with me at the very beginning of this lesson, when I talked under part one, God's original intent, you will know that it's always been in God's mind to have children who would enjoy this earth realm that he created for us, and that we would have a direct relationship with him, and that we would live out our lives with prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. So please, if you haven't already gone back to hear the first part of this teaching, please do so. All right, last verse, verse 21 says, for he, referring to God, made him, referring to Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin. Just like the escape goat under the Old Testament who committed no sin, but was made a sin offering for the people of Israel, this is what Jesus completed on our behalf under the New Testament. Again, for he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin, for us, that we might become or be made the righteousness of God in him, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, I do want to highlight several of these scriptures in this passage with additional verses that give clarification to the truth stated. So let's start with verse number 17. Verse number 17 said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Let's go to Romans chapter 6. We're going to read verse 3 through 6. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 6. It says, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk. We should walk in the newness of life. Let me put a little pin there. In other words, we have a choice. We can walk according to God's word as Christians, or we can choose not to. So let's be those Christians who are going to develop, who are going to grow, who are going to mature in the things of God, and actually live out our lives according to God's word. Verse number 5. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, referring to Jesus' death, certainly we also shall be in the newness of his resurrection. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, Jesus, that the body of sin or sinful nature might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Now, I do want to highlight the last part of verse 6 that says, let me read into it. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, Jesus, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Again, might be done away with. The reason the word might is used is because we can choose not to. We can choose not to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, to line up with the Word of God so that we can be washed with His Word and become those godly, holy men and women of God that God fashioned us to be, just like Jesus. So we have to make a choice, family. We have to decide for ourselves that this is how we want to live according to God's word and reap the many blessings as a result of that. All right, let's go to Romans chapter 8. Let's read just one verse, verse 9, with regards to that passage, verse 17 in 2 Corinthians. Again, we are making a case for our redemption benefit number 4, which is that we have been redeemed and we are a new creation in Jesus Christ. Romans 8:9 says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the recreated spirit, if indeed the Holy Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Now, I want to highlight a couple of things again. Again, it says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the recreated spirit. That recreated spirit is the result of us accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, that gift of salvation. If indeed the Holy Spirit of God, that means being filled with the Holy Spirit, dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, that means being born again, he is not his or God's. All right. Let's continue. Let's highlight verse number 18 in 2 Corinthians. I'm going to read it one more time, and then let's all go to Romans chapter 5, verse 10. It says, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ Jesus, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So in Romans 5:10, it further expounds on this, and it says, for if, when we were enemies or sinners, we were reconciled, and that of course means to be brought back, to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life, referring to Jesus. Now, I do want to highlight just the last part of that verse, because we know that we only get saved one time. When we come to Jesus to surrender our lives to him, we repent and we receive the gift of salvation, then it is on each Christian's individual efforts to live out according to God's word. But we know that people make mistakes, people fall to the side, and they may have done things after salvation that do not line up with the Word of God. In the church, we call that falling back into sin or, back into that sinful lifestyle. But God has your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. What we need to do is come before the Father, repent, dust ourselves off, stand up, and continue to walk in our salvation. the more we take control of our actions, of course, our thoughts as well, because that's what controls our actions, the easier it will become to live out the scriptures in our individual lives. So studying God's word is very important after salvation. So this last part of verse 10 in the book of Romans says, Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved or kept saved by his, Jesus' life. So the more we put our efforts and intentions in studying God's word, meditating on God's word, doing his word, the more mature we'll become in our Christian walk. And then it'll be far in small between when we will mess up as a result of either ignorance or disobedience of God's word. So that's where we want to be. We want to be in the word of God, dwelling, living, and doing what God has called us to do. All right, I want to highlight verse 19 in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So the following verses will highlight that truth. Let's start with Romans chapter 3, verse 24. It says, being justified or declared righteous freely by his or God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So that is the intent of God, is to declare us righteous by his grace if we accept the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Again, we defined redemption on several occasions because that is our topic for this teaching. But again, redemption means to buy back. That's what Jesus did on our behalf. He bought us back from the sins and slavery of the curse back into the newness and life in him, Jesus the Christ. All right, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. We're going to read verses 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. They say, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. This is one awesome scripture because it just lets us know that salvation, the gift of salvation, is freely given because of the love of our Heavenly Father and, of course, our Savior and Lord Jesus the Christ. And he says, for by grace. Now, this word grace in Scripture refers to unmerited favor. We didn't deserve it, but because God loves us so much, he created this way of redemption in Jesus. For by grace, unmerited favor, you have been saved through faith in Jesus Christ. That's where our faith is in. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now, I know when we went through Old Testament, I did give you information about how the saints of old would do works in order to be accounted righteous. But under the New Testament, it is a gift of love, a gift of grace. Amen. One more scripture that will highlight this, and that's in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. It says, and for this reason, he is the mediator, that's referring to Jesus, of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions or sins under the new covenant, under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Amen. In other words, accept the gift of salvation. So this is what we have the awesome privilege to do under the New Testament. So there's no reason for anyone to go to hell. There is no reason why people should live below God's best, because we have the answer in Jesus Christ. Now, the responsibility of each individual, especially us Christians, is to find out what the Word of God says and then apply it to our lives. And that's what we're trying to do in this teaching, is to give you information that will help you operate in God's greatness every day of your life. Amen. All right, so one last verse in the passage in 2 Corinthians 5, and that's verse 21. I'm going to read it, and then we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. It says, "For he, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, Jesus." So here's another scripture that actually highlights that and gives us another validation of that truth. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." So once we receive Jesus and his sacrifice, which is, of course, the gift of salvation, then we need to imitate our Heavenly Father and walk in love just as Christ loved us so much. Then we have to love others. We have to share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. We need to draw them to Christ by not just our words, but our actions and our attitude. And when they see that God is real in our lives, whether it be a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, whoever, then they will come to Christ. They will say, "I want what she has. I want what he has." They are always operating in love, compassion. And that's what we want as the children of the Most High God. All right. We are a new creation in Jesus, and we have been set free from the old sinful nature. However, it is up to each Christian to stop committing the acts of sin and to live for righteousness. We must therefore put our body members that lust after the flesh under the authority of our recreated spirits. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 14. Romans chapter 6, verse 14 says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." For sin, now this is not referring to just a act of sin, but the sinful nature that we once were under prior to us receiving Jesus as Savior and Lord. So this scripture really should read, "For the sinful nature shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace." Amen. Let's stay right there in the book of Romans chapter 6 and drop down to verse 18. It says, "And having been set free from sin," or the sinful nature, "you became slaves of righteousness." All right, so now we have replaced the old sinful nature, and now we have become slaves of righteousness. Righteousness that was provided for us through Jesus the Christ. Amen. Last verse with regards to the new creation in Jesus. It says in Romans, let's stay there in the sixth chapter, we're going to read verses 22 and 23. "But now having been set free from sin," or the sinful nature, "and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, again, in verse 23, I want to point out what we have been discussing all along, But just as a reminder, it says, for the wages of sin is death. So the first matter that we need to discuss is that the sin that was committed in the Garden of Eden not just caused physical death, but more importantly, it separated us from our Heavenly Father. So it was a spiritual death leading to eternal death. Because we all know that when we read the account of that sinful act in the book of Genesis, Adam did not drop dead physically, but he was separated spiritually, instantaneously, when God appeared in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day, just like he had done on many occasions. He was not able to recontact with Adam because of that sin act. Well, family, our time is up, but I do want you all to return next week as we continue part 3 of Redemption in Jesus, What Does It Mean to Be Redeemed?
Thank you for sharing this time with us, and if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.